Harper Audio presents the James Thurber Audio Collection, Fables and Selected Stories by James Thurber, performed by Keith Olbermann. Ever since I saw the great William Wyndham adapt his one-man show about James Thurber on PBS in the 70s, the idea of reading the works of this most versatile of American humorists has fascinated me. In college, I can recall reading A Box to Hide In to a public speaking class that included a couple of friends from our radio station who shared my professional aspirations. "Forget doing the sports or the news," one of them said. "This is what you should be doing for a living." I replied, "Gladly." But it was not for another 31 years that it became even the faintest of possibilities. My father was in the hospital, and every night when I visited him, I read aloud to him, James Thurber. And one night he said, "You really should do that on your show." And I said, "Dad, it's a television newscast. I'd love to. But how could it possibly fit?" And he said, "How often have I ever suggested anything for your shows?" And I remembered that he never had. But I also reminded him that there were things like copyrights and bills, to which he said, "Try it. You'll never know." A few weeks later, Dad fell into a deep sleep from which he would only briefly awake. A dear friend of mine told me to keep reading to him, that he had once been in a coma, and he could hear every word that was said. And the worst part was, it was so boring. When I recounted this on the air, I thought I'd read one of the Thurber fables that had so delighted my dad.